A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty, hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the early days of the Western United States, bands of outlaws roamed the frontier and defied the power of the law. The rough country and the lack of communication made it impossible for the local sheriffs to protect the lives and property of the honest settlers. And it was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for justice that peace and security were brought to the new territory. It was his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness that finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's trouble in Rattlesnake Run! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
The overland stage from Frisco to St. Joseph and back covered many desolate stretches. But none was more lonely or more barren than the desert section known as Rattlesnake Run. In the whole section of 100 miles, the only sign of civilization was the stagecoach station, set in the middle of the desert. And as the station came into view, the driver leaned back and called to Jed Shorter and his wife Beth, riding in the coach.
Hey, Jed! Jed! Yonder's a station up ahead! Take a good squint. It's going to be your home for the next 12 months.
Can you see it, Jed?
Yeah, Beth. Just lean out this side here. Oh, it ain't so bad, is it?
Oh, it looks awful lonesome, Jed.
Oh, now, Beth, the year will pass in no time.
What happened to the last man that was out here?
Well, he didn't have a wife with him, Beth. Reckon he just couldn't stand it alone with just one stage passing by every 3 days. But we'll make out.
Oh, looks pretty solid. Made out of split logs.
Yep, stage hauled every last one of them logs.
They stop and let us out.
Mm-hmm. Besides, the stage has to change horses. Every stage coming through changes horses here.
Oh, poor man.
Who's that man waiting, Jed?
That's Prentice, manager of the stagecoach line. He's been looking over this post to see it's all ready for us.
Howdy, Prentice.
Howdy, Danny. Did you bring Jed Shorter with you?
Howdy, Mr. Prentice. Me and Beth are right here. Here, Beth, let me open the door for you.
Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Likewise, ma'am. Danning.
Yeah?
Take care of changing the horses, will you? I got to give Shorter his last-minute instructions.
Tino, up to the corral, you ponies. You're getting a rest.
Danning will unload your stuff off the stage, Jed.
Me and Beth are going to be right satisfied here.
You know your duties.
Yep.
Stage comes through every 3 days about. One west and one east. You always got 8 horses in your corral. Two of them are spares in case any of the teams go lame.
Aye, Savvy. Stage comes in and picks up fresh horses, leaves the others to rest up.
Yeah. You care for them, have them rested and ready to put on the next stage. Reckon that's about all.
In case there's passengers wants to be fed, I'm to handle that?
Exact. You got supplies, all you need. Want anything else, notify the stage driver. It'll come out to you on the next trip. You got water aplenty.
How we fix the firearms?
2 rifles, 4 pistols, plenty of ammunition.
That sounds like a lot.
Well, sometimes Injuns try to steal the horses, ma'am. And you never know when some stage robbers might try to hold up the coach at this point. Especially if there's cash aboard.
Oh, now, Beth, it ain't happened yet.
Ain't likely to, neither. Well, Reckon that's all there is to say. Do a good job, Salter.
We won't fail you, nor the Olin stage neither.
All hitched up, Prentice. Got the new team in, ready to ride. Come on, boy.
All ready. Adios, Jed, ma'am. Oh. I'm taking the coach east to Los Santos, my office. Hope to hear nothing but good of you.
Adios.
Adios, Prentice. Me and Beth will keep them horses fine.
Horses raring to go, Prentice.
I'll ride up front with you, Danny.
Here we go. Adios. Good luck to you.
Goodbye.
Don't worry, we'll be all right.
Goodbye.
What are you looking so worried about, Prentice?
Huh?
You figure them two's apt to find trouble?
Well, maybe I should have warned them, Danny. Before they come, I seen a couple of riders drifting around.
I didn't see nobody.
Nope. They made tracks east towards Los Santos before you showed up. Well, no use barring trouble. Might not mean nothing.
Couple of riders, eh? Who was it?
Dunno. An Injun and a gent on a white horse. Biggest horse they ever seen. And the man wore a mask.
You looked over the stagecoach post, Tonto?
It's plenty good spot for holdup.
Deserted and far from the nearest town.
You think maybe there'd be trouble?
The report is that Choctaw Pete and Purdy were seen in the territory. You know what that means.
Them bad hombres.
They've got a reputation for robbing more stagecoaches than any road agents in the West. We've got to find them, Kemosabe.
There's no sign near post.
No, they hadn't been near there. We'll keep heading east along the Overland Trail and see what we learn.
Next town, Los Santos.
Yes, Tonto, Los Santos. I wouldn't be surprised if Choctaw and Purdy were in Los Santos, making plans to rob the stagecoach line right now. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Hi-yo, Silver, away!
The Lone Ranger was right. Choctaw and Purdy were in Los Santos. The following night, the two bad men were crouched in the heavy shadows behind the office of the Overland Stage. They could hear Prentice's voice.
Yeah, we got an order to carry their shipment west to Frisco. We'll pick it up on the coach leaving day after tomorrow.
Purdy, you hear that?
Could you?
There's plenty of gold. There won't be room for the gold in many passengers. It'll take only two passengers, that
way. Gold, Purdy. A stagecoach full of gold.
Yeah, enough, Chuck. Kill this vamoose. Get back to the horses.
Sounds like a rich haul, don't it?
Save it. On your horse.
We're going to figure the hold up.
Shot right here close to town. We'll head out of ways and make camp.
Nobody's seen us, Purdy.
Yeah. Chuck, how'd you like to ride on that stage?
Huh?
One with the gold to sleep in a couple of days.
Me?
Sure, you. You want that gold, don't you?
Yeah, you got a scheme, Purdy?
There's only going to be two passengers, Chuck. Nobody here in Los Santos knows who you are, do you?
Nope.
Kino, that does it. You'll go on that coach as a passenger. You won't make a move till the stage gets near Rattlesnake Run Post. And then...
Purdy, I don't say.
Then listen. You'll be on that coach. Savvy that?
Yeah.
I'll go out ahead along the trail. I'll take care of that angle. When the coach gets near the post, you take care of the stage driver. There's another passenger. Do likewise with him.
And we head for the border?
No, you idiot. You slide into the driver's seat and go right ahead. I'll be waiting near the outpost to help you take care of the man and his wife that's out there.
That's inviting trouble, Purdy.
Yeah, how so?
Two more to take care of, that's how. You could run for the border without going near that post.
What about the horses?
Huh?
Stagecoach horses. They'll be wore out, won't they? Plump tuckered. We'll need them fresh horses from the post.
Yeah, I didn't figure that.
Now you got it. With a fresh string, we can make it across the border all the way.
Stage leaves day after tomorrow, huh?
Well, you'll be on it, Chuck, huh? For the present, we won't do no wandering around Los Santos, see? Just in case there might be strangers looking for us. Come on, get up there.
Get up.
We in Los Santos 2 days now. Nothing happened. Maybe friend guess wrong one time. Let's count. Only friend, him never wrong afore. Who that?
Tonto!
Can you come fast? What's wrong?
Thanks, Scout. Hurry.
Him all saddled. You find Choctaw?
No, Kemosabe. Silver and I ran across an empty camp. The fire was cold.
What's wrong about that?
An empty camp outside Los Santos? Tonto, that camp was hidden away.
Oh.
Now, we camped out here because I wear a mask and it's better to avoid towns. The only others who would do the same are outlaws.
That true?
It was Purdy and Choctaw Pete. I found an old saddle blanket that belonged to Choctaw. And that's not all, Kemosabe. Purdy and Choctaw are scheming something that concerns the Overland Stage.
How you know that?
Never mind, there isn't time. After me, Kemosabe.
Where we go?
We're checking up, Tonto.
We go after Choctaw and Purdy, huh?
The trail they left is gone. We washed out with the rain this afternoon. We're heading into Los Santos.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's dark. We'll call on the manager of the Overland.
No, that bad. You wear a mask, Kemosabe.
We'll have to take that chance. We'll stay behind the main street where my mask won't be noticed. Come along, faster.
Get him off, Stone.
Faster, Silver. Faster, my boy.
Tonto, that's the Overland office.
Office got light.
The manager's in. Stay with the horses in case we have to move out fast.
You watch out. Keep guns handy.
Yeah, I'll use my guns only if I have to. Wait for me.
Me wait.
One man inside alone.
Who's that?
I want to see the Overland boss.
Come in. Doors are locked.
You're alone?
Howdy, mister. My name's Prentice. What can I... A masked man.
Stand back, mister.
A masked Duffy.
I'll take those guns.
Thunderation. I should have known better than leave my gun hanging on the wall.
Prentice, I'm looking
if
for...
If you're looking for cash, you're wasting your time. There ain't none.
I came here to save you money.
Get that gun out of my sight now. What's they?
When did the last coach leave?
Did you say save me money? But you're an outlaw.
Answer my question. The last stagecoach.
Well, there was one heading west, left this morning.
I'm looking for two men, Prentice. One named Purdy, the other Choctaw Pete.
I don't know, mister. There weren't but one passenger on the coach.
Here's a handle for them. Take a look and see if your passenger can see the description.
Now, I ain't got time.
Look.
Now, this gent. Wait a minute. This here fella.
Choctaw Pete.
There's the description of the gent who went on the coach. The very same.
He used a different name?
Yeah, call himself Douglas or some such. According to this poster, these two hombres are the worst stagecoach robbers in the west, and... Oh.
Well?
I just recollected something.
Is that stage carrying cash, Prentice?
Well, I...
Speak up, man. I tell you I want to help.
You're a mask.
Prentice, I give you my word. All I want are those two men. If Choctaw Pete is riding that stage, there's only one answer. Gold. He and Purdy must have some plan.
But who are you? For all I know, you're one of them.
Would I be here, then?
All right, mister. I'll take the chance. The stage was to pick up gold dust at the Lost Gopher mine.
Lost Gopher... Well, that's 10 miles west of town.
Yeah, then the stage headed west for Rattlesnake Run.
There's your gun belt, Prentice. Saddle up. We're riding to the Lost Gopher Mine.
Hey, Brady! Brady!
What's all the show? Why, hello, Prentice.
I'll handle this. Brady, did the Overland stage pass through here?
Sure, this forenoon. Say, you're masked. What is this, Prentice? A masked man and an Indian?
No time for that. Answer his questions, Brady.
You loaded the gold dust on the stage?
Sure did. Didn't notice nothing wrong, neither.
The regular driver was holding the reins?
Yeah.
Did you notice if he had one passenger or two?
Why, one, mister. Tough-looking hombre.
Prentice, that means Purdy hasn't joined Choctaw Pete yet. There may still be time.
Where do you figure them coyotes will try to get that gold, mister?
The only way to tell is to go after them.
What was that? Take the gold, did you say?
Brady, get a posse. Prentice, stay here and lead them on the trail when they get ready.
Hey, wait a minute. How about me going along with you?
Your horse isn't fast enough to keep up with Silver or Scout. Tonto, the stage is far ahead of us, Kemosabe. Can you hold the trail in the darkness?
Now, we not lose trail.
Then we go.
Get him up, Scout!
Prentice, follow us as fast as you can. Get that posse!
I'll roust the boys out, Prentice. Say, who is that master?
You can search me, Brady. He sure moves in one hurry. But that stagecoach is plenty far out on Rattlesnake Run by now. Don't figure nobody can catch it.
Get along there, horses. Lift them hooks. Mister, sure is right obliged if you'd ride up front with me. Good having somebody to talk with.
How soon we get to the post?
Will we change horses? About 30 miles more.
And this'll be far enough, mister. Hauling on them reins.
What?
Stop the stagecoach.
Cutting thunder a gun.
Pull on them reins, driver. Reach for the brake. Don't let your hands figure that shotgun or I'll blast you little bit.
You can't hold up the stage, mister.
Hold on, I tell you. Clamp that brake.
All right, mister. All right. I'm reaching for the brake. Now I got you. No!
Yeah, I kind of figured you'd try for that shotgun instead of the brake. Now out you go. I got a part waiting for me at the post. I'm dropping you here by the side of the road. Out! Come on now, you horses. Get up there. Get up.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Carrying out their plan, Purdy rode on ahead to be near the stagecoach post when Choctaw drove up in the stolen stage. But miles behind, the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the coach trail in the darkness, riding to catch the Batman.
Dawn is coming, Kemosabe. Keep going.
Them plenty far ahead.
Watch the trail.
We not lose it.
It isn't far from the stage post to the border, Tonto. Once Purdy and Choctaw get across the border, we can't go after them.
That right.
Jed Shaw and his wife are alone at the stage post. They may be overpowered before they have a chance.
We go quick.
Faster, Silver. Faster, old boy. We've got to...
What's wrong?
Up ahead, Kemosabe. Is that something beside the trail?
Me see it. It look like...
A man. Pull up, Tonto.
Who's that?
Steady. We're friends. Tonto, the water.
Mister, stagecoach, road agent, has held up.
Here, water.
You've been shot.
Yeah, thrown from the coach.
Don't try to get up. Here, take a drink.
Him got wound, but be all right later.
He needs care, Kemosabe.
Stagecoach full of dust, gold dust. Heading for Rattlesnake Run Post. Change horses.
Lie back. We know all about it.
Huh?
You're Danning, the driver.
Yeah, I am.
We'll fix you up for the time being. There's a posse coming along behind us.
Posse?
Prentice and the men from the Lost Gopher Mine.
You know what's going on?
Tonto and I must ride ahead. The posse is too far back. Is there a shortcut to the post?
You called your fire, Tonto?
Lie back, man.
It's getting lighter. I can see your mask, mister.
Well, we've got to go ahead. You, Silver.
Mask, man. Horse named Silver. Engine called Tonto. Why, you're the Lone Ranger.
Save your strength, Danning. You must stay here and wait for the posse.
The Lone Ranger.
Is there a shortcut to the post?
Huh? Yeah. Here's a shortcut. Turn left at the Split Rock. Head dead west. You'll pick up 10 miles.
We hurry, Kemosabe. Stage far ahead.
Coming, Tonto. You'll be all right, Danning. Wait here for the posse.
Sure, Mask Man. Sure, I'll be all right. Go on, hit the saddle.
Here's the water beside you. Adios, Danning.
Adios. Adios, Lone Ranger. Get that thieving coyote. Get him before they bust that stage post wide open.
On the trail, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
We head due west from the Split Rock. Hi-yo, Silver. Away.
Beth, the stagecoach is inside.
Might ahead of time, isn't it?
Yonder it is, look.
Good thing I got the coffee on. Denon always likes a good cup. Well, I can't see him with the sun at his back.
Beth, did you hear a shot?
Huh?
Well, you know Danning. Every time he brings in the westbound stage, he always fires 2 shots into the air. As soon as he comes into sight of us.
Yeah. Sure you didn't overlook it?
Shots? Out in this part of the country? Beth, I could be sound asleep and a shot could have me standing up like that.
I can't make him out yet. Jed, maybe Danning for...
Oh, no, not him. Beth, get back in the house.
Your word.
I don't like it. I got a feeling. Besides, it don't harm none to play safe.
Wait, Jed, where are you going?
I'm getting the horses out of the corral.
Huh?
I'm bringing every last one of them horses into the house.
You gone loco?
Maybe that stagecoach has been stole, Beth. You get back into the house.
No, you'll need help. I can handle horses same as you.
All right, but we got to hurry before the stage gets here.
You sure gonna look mighty silly if there ain't nothing wrong.
Rather be silly than sorry, Beth. You get the harness ready. I'll go into the corral and see if you can... What?
Jed! That bullet come mighty close.
It'll be the stage. It's too far off.
Jed, look there.
Well, I'll be... It's a man behind that mesquite. Turn around, quick. Head for the house.
What about the horses?
Gotta get them guns inside.
Gosh, that would have got us if you hadn't slammed the door.
Beth, give me them other rifles. Bring them up here.
Jed, I'll be in trouble.
I reckon so. Beth, take a look east. See if you can make out handling the reins on the stage.
It's coming closer.
I'll keep this ambush and hombre busy. There.
Jed.
Did you get a look?
You're right, Jed, you're right.
Stand aside, that fellow's aiming his gun. It ain't Danny?
No, it ain't. It's bad men, Jed. They got the stagecoach. What are we going to do?
No, give me that other gun. Reckon they figure I'm taking those horses and heading for the border.
Must be a Wells Fargo Express on the stage, huh?
Yeah, maybe that or maybe gold dust from the Lost Gopher.
I loaded the rifle.
Keep loading them all. We can see the corral from here, Beth. If them hombres want the horses, they're going to run into plenty of lead.
We can't keep them away for long, Jed.
Maybe we can't, Beth, but we're sure going to try.
Thank you. No, Kemosabe.
We're halfway there, Tonto. Is Scout tired?
Scout, him not tired. That's it. Him go plenty fast, like silver. Only him not go fast for so long.
There's just one thing that troubles me, Kemosabe.
What that?
I hope Purdy and Choctaw don't take Sholer by surprise. If Sholer can only hold them off for a while, every minute counts. Tonto.
Them shots.
Rifle fire, Tonto. That means Jed Sholer's putting up a battle. They haven't got the fresh horses, not yet.
Get them up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Stretch out those legs, old boy.
Oh, still plenty far away. Get them up, Scout.
Chuckie, hey, Chuckie. Keep low. Sholer's got a hook's eye.
He's keeping us away from them horses, Purdy. We got to get to the border.
I've been figuring to get a scheme.
Yeah?
The horses you got the stage do any running?
Yeah, not as far as the border, Purdy. A couple of hundred yards is all. They wore out.
That'll be enough. Get down and head for the stage.
Yeah. We're on behind the coast. We can stand there.
Now, give me a hand to rip off this wood paneling. We're going to set fire to the post, Chuck, huh? Sure, wood's plenty dry, and so Sholer's roof.
Oh, I savvy, Purdy. Sholer'll be so busy fighting a fire, we can get them horses out of the corral regardless.
Hey, hey. Here, it's lighted. Up in the driver's seat. Whip up the horses.
Get up there.
Get down low. He's trying to pick us off.
Down, down these horses. Get up. Now, Purdy, cross the fire under the roof.
Right, head for the corral. The flames are starting on the roof.
I'll put the stage between us and the post, Purdy. Ho, there. Here we are. Get them fresh horses.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck, you keep pumping the lead while I run out the fresh string. All right, keep busy. Come on, you horses.
It's working, Purdy. It's working. The whole roof is blazing. Get them horses. He's so busy fighting the fire, he can't stop us. We'll be heading for the border pronto.
Look, Tonto. There's the post. It's in flames.
We not see stagecoach anywhere.
Help, we've been burned out.
Sholer, what happened to Purdy and Choctaw?
Is that their names? They skedaddle for the mister, your mask.
Never mind my mask. Where are your horses? Where's the stage?
Headed that way, mister, for the border.
Tonto, stay here and help fight this fire.
Never mind the fire, mister. Them low-down coyotes stole the Oberlin stage. They left me a horse fit to run. I'll be after them right now.
Silver and I will go after them.
There's two of them, mister. You don't stand a chance.
Yeah, I'll take that chance.
No, me go.
Tonto, Scout can't keep up with Silver any longer. You understand.
Tonto Savvy, you go, me stay. Take care of fire.
All right, Silver.
Hold on, mister. You got plenty of nerve picking to tackle them two alone, but it ain't no use.
Why not, Jed?
Because they got a head start, that's why. There ain't no horse alive can get to the border in time.
Silver can and he will. We'll be back. Take care of that fire. Come on, Silver. After the stagecoach. Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Horses, mosey along.
You can ease up, Chuck. There's a border up ahead.
Yeah. Reckon we're safe now. A whole stage load of coal dust, Purdy. We sure struck it rich.
Plenty for us to divvy up, Chuck.
You're one smart hombre, Purdy. The way you figured this job out.
Yep, hear me stibble away.
Good thing you calculated how to set fire to the stage, boys. We'd have been there yet.
Reckon it's still burning, too. Maybe we can see the column of smoke from here. We can... But the... Chuck, use the whip.
Huh?
The whip!
Purdy, a man on a white horse. He's after him.
Whip up them horses. He's coming like the wind.
Now, it's no use. We can't outrun him. Not that horse. Shoot, Purdy. Hold him off. Shoot.
Hold up. Stop those horses.
I'll give you what for, mister.
Still coming.
One more chance. Drop those guns and stop the stage. You'll never get across the border.
I'll show you.
All right, Silver. Closer.
Purdy. Purdy's going for his guns. Get him first.
It's my head. Chuck, he's got the lead bridle.
Oh, pull up. Whoa there. Whoa, fella, back. Oh, back, fella. Oh.
My hand. God, gone you, my hand.
No, you're not hurt. I shot the guns from your hands. But this is one stage you'll never steal. Turn around, Choctaw. This stage is heading back to the Oberlin Post.
We've seen the smoke from the fire, Salter. Got here as quick as we could. Reckon there's no use us trailing after them skunks.
They had a clear start on the masked men.
He couldn't beat them to the border even with that horse of his.
More than a couple of hundred thousand in gold I stole.
Friend, him come.
Now, Injun, ain't no use hoping. You've been looking south till your eyes must be plumb wore out.
There ain't no sign.
Well, Injun, we're grateful to you for helping put out the fire anyways. We still got a roof over the post. How's Danny, Mr. Prentice?
Well, he'll be all right, I reckon. Brady took him back to Los Santos to care for his wound.
We've done our best to hold him off, but we couldn't...
Look! You look! Me tell your friend come back.
What in thunder? It's a stagecoach!
He's done it! The masked man done it!
Get to your horses! Come on, we'll welcome him back!
Leave him, Tommy!
Look! He's got them two skunks roped and tied on the stage!
Oh, Silver! Keep him, Tommy! Prentice, here are your prisoners.
You got them. You brung back the gold and the coyotes who tried to steal it.
They won't give you any more trouble. I'm turning them over to you. Tonto, it's time we were moving on.
We go.
Silver did a good job.
Mister, you sure saved us a plenty. Purdy, you and your sidekick are heading for the calaboose right pronto.
Yeah, we'd have got away if it hadn't been for that masked hombre.
Got the guns right out of my hands while going to the full gallop. That white horse of his. That's one pair I don't want to tangle with again. Who is that fella, anyway?
I reckon you ain't heard, huh? Denning recognized him on account of he called his horse Silver.
Yeah, you two crooks run into the one man in all the West that takes care of every bad man there is. Purdy, you run right smack into the Lone Ranger.
I owe Silver! Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.